an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Tuesday, and this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Multitude of insurance needs. They cover them all. They do everything they can to save you money because customer service is number one in their list. You are not a number to them. You have individual needs, and they have individual remedies. Purdy Insurance, great people who are just great pros. Purdy Insurance, Market Street, and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. High school roundtable. Let's get out of the gate. And Greg Wetzel with the undefeated Lewisburg outfit. Warrior run. Yeah. It's a matchup of undefeated teams. Why was Lewisburg that much better?
Team speed was one issue. They didn't make any mistakes, and Warrior Run turned the ball over three times. Lewisburg had no turnovers. And Lewisburg controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides, Steve.
And that's the key with all of this, the ability to control the line of scrimmage. They've been able to do that. And if you're not going to give up the ball in a giveaway takeaway, it's going to do you for you every time. So what kind of confidence is this team playing with right now? And I've got a follow-up to that, which I think is an interesting question. Go ahead.
They're playing with a lot of confidence right now, Steve. And that's expected with a 5-0 team. I'm sure right now the coaching staff is trying to make them not too overconfident right now. They have a good team coming up this week in Loyalsock. They're 4-1. Their only loss is to Southern Columbia. So they're going to have a tough battle this week. It's a little different team than they played in the previous five games, where this is a run-first team more than a passing team. So it'll be a little different contest for them this week.
All right, so now let's get to here's the interesting question.
Uh-huh.
They have gone from the hunter as an undefeated to be hunted. In other words, nobody on the schedule is taking them lightly anymore. Now it's a big game for everybody they play. What's the mentality needed when you were considered to be the other team's biggest game?
Well, I think the key is, and I think we talk about this a lot, getting out to a good start, scoring first, and making the team come from behind, putting a little doubt maybe in their minds, that type of thing. Playing good, solid defense and not making mistakes, not making the mental mistakes that they made some of the first two games, three games out of the year. They did not make any mental mistakes the last game, and realistically, they made no physical mistakes. So I think the key, Steve, is getting ahead, staying ahead, and keeping their confidence at a higher level, maybe cutting into the confidence of the other team.
Which then brings us to the other part. They've been playing from in front almost all season. All season long.
Yeah.
How interested are you to watch to see if they get smacked in the mouth at some point and how they react to that?
As you know, Steve, watching football for as many years as you have and I have, they're going to get smacked in the mouth.
Sure.
And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think Coach Wicks has enough experience with his playing days at West Virginia, with his coaching here. He's coached at Bucknell and at Lewisburg now, that he understands this is coming. I don't think he'll deviate too much from the game plan unless he gets maybe two scores down, that
right.
type of thing. So I think the coaching staff is seasoned enough, veteran enough, they work through these things, but I think they'll stay the course. It's just what's going to be the mental makeup of the players if they get behind. And you don't know until that happens. You know, we don't know how they're going to respond.
And Loyalsock, as you point out, they're confident. Loyalsock is 4-1 coming into this game. So in terms of the chess match of this one, what's going to be important?
Well, I think the key is to make them throw the football. I wouldn't have said that the last 10 years at Loyal Sock because of their athletes, their quarterbacks. But they have a running back who's about 6'1", 210, 215 pounds. They're going to need to stop him to get them out of sort of like off schedule, to get them in the passing situations. Loyal Sock only throws about 10 passes a game. So they don't throw a lot right now. They haven't had to, except for the Southern Columbia game when they got behind. So I think that's going to be a key to the game, getting them off schedule, stopping their big running back, and making their quarterback throw the football, something they don't like to do right now.
All right, Greg. By the way, I talked to Sander Sahadic, the Penn State place kicker, yesterday. His handicap, by the way, 1.3.
I had that for two holes. I'm 1.3 in the first and second holes. After that, it goes up.
Perfect. There you go. Hey, appreciate you.
Great talking to you.
All right, let's get Coach Briggs in here because Sealands Groves at home to take on Shamokin, and that will be on the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel and also on Eagle 107. Steve, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How about you?
Doing really well. And, boy, great to win by one at Williamsport. What did Sealands Grove show you in that spot on Friday night?
Well, the big thing is, and again, I have to say, I was out of country last week, so I did everything by film. Yeah. So really, when you do that, it's kind of going back to the old days of 100 hours of film and not too much in person. But what I saw... I think the coaching staff did a phenomenal job of adjusting. They took arguably the best athlete that they have on the field with Gavin Bastian and played Wildcat football with him, threw basically one or two passes the entire second half and let the big guys up front take over. And it's exactly what they did. And could have been, could have, should have, would have, but it came down to a couple big plays, kicks here and there, and ended up hanging on and won 21-20 at their place. And the interesting thing, I'm overhearing what you guys, Greg, talking about Lewisburg. Sealands Grove now, counting this week, which is another one, I think of their first five games, three or four of them have been against undefeated teams.
Yeah.
So I think that gives them a little bit of leather, so to speak, and being able to play cleanly. Beginning of the year, it was, and I think this answers your question, the beginning of the year, it was, 9, 10, 11 penalties. Last three games in a row, I don't think they've totaled 10 penalties. So they're playing cleanly. They're getting some guys back. It's a very, very young team. But what's happening is a couple linemen here and there, a linebacker that are coming back from injury that they didn't have during that stretch. And I think whenever you go to Williamsport and win, it's big. But they beat an undefeated team. That's a 6A team. So that probably says it in a nutshell.
Well, they got a Shamokin team that has been tearing people apart. They beat Pottsville by 13, right? Then they go out. Next time through, they beat Lake Lehman up in the Back Mountain, 49-0. And they go out, get the job done again, beat Shikellamy, 49-0. Right? Then they go out, get it done again. Another big win for them as they keep rolling through teams all the way up. They beat Jersey Shore by 30-28, but it's tough to play up at Thompson Stadium.
Absolutely.
And then 76-0 last week. Your thoughts on them and this matchup?
Well, number one, I know Mark Persing. Mark, we quasi-recruited him. I know his family. He's a Shamokin kid. Went to Wilkes and played when I was coaching it. Played against him. Just a real heady young guy. The thing that's amazing to me, and I'm going strictly on film, Last year in the state semifinals, Seals Grove was up against Aliquippa. You put on the film and you go, oh my goodness. The line is big and physical and athletic. The receivers go off the charts. The running backs going to Penn State. Quarterback might be as good as anybody who was a junior. Now this year, I'm saying this, and I'm just saying the reality of it. You put on the tape of Shamokin, and Steve, that's who they remind me of. And I'm not saying they're playing the same type of people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying put on a film and evaluate them. They got a sophomore quarterback that's phenomenal, runs and throws very well. Their skill guys are tall and lean and athletic kids. Up front, enormous, couple 300-pound kids. And I'm saying to myself, Mark, you've done a great job. Where the heck were these kids last year? Where they got in the weight room? It's amazing how, and they're improving week to week. This is from a personal standpoint because my son was the quarterback. They do remind me a lot of the Seals Grove 2009 state title team. They really do. And they're good in every phase. They got kids galore on the sideline. All you see is purple. And the interesting thing, got a lot of friends over there. Hats off to them because they're taken and they're a big part of the community again. And we all know what the Coal Region community is like, especially with football. It's going to be a huge challenge for Seals Grove. Huge.
And for them. Right, I mean Jersey Shore. You know, they beat them 30-28, so it's not like they haven't been had to react.
Yeah.
So
right.
When you get to a night like this, which should be a lot of fun, in my opinion, this go back to the old standard. Hey, fewest mistakes, giveaway, takeaway, things like that. Is that what's important here?
Absolutely, and it still comes down. I don't care what the score is. Take care of the fundamentals, the little things, blocking, tackling, making plays, getting to where you should be, no turnovers, no penalties. Those are the things that you really have to do when you play a team like this. And again, they're coming to the Seals, so it's going to be a good one. I don't know about weather. It's been wet all week for everybody, but it is on turf, so we're really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. Thoroughly enjoyed the conversation, as always. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve. Take care. Bye now.
Coach Briggs with us on the show. Now we turn to the Chief. Dave, is it safe to say that Shikellamy's schedule has been really tough front-loaded but has some opportunities on the backside of it? Is that fair?
Yeah, that's very fair, Steve. I would say that the first half of their schedule is probably as difficult as any that we've seen over the years, especially since we look back at Lewisburg and look how well they've done. Milton probably was the one team that hasn't continued on with success, but everybody else is really good. And I got to tell you, I was sitting in the broadcast booth on Friday. This is to kind of cobble what Steve said. Jersey Shore's the coaches was sitting there, and as the Shamokin score kept coming back, he said, "Oh no, I guess I shouldn't feel so bad, only losing 30 to 28." So they're very impressive, and good luck to the Seals.
Yeah, no, exactly. So Central Mountain is this week. I asked you this last week about getting to the lead. But when two teams have struggled like this and have not scored a lot, because Central Mountain hasn't scored a lot either. I mean, they were on the receiving end of 76-0.
Right.
Just what would it mean to the team that gets in front, like scores first?
Well, that's the key, I believe. You know, Shikellamy got on the board first against Lewisburg, or against Milton, excuse me, and they played very well. Then they just ran out of gas. But I think the team that jumps out and gets a score will probably have the benefit, or at least have the luxury of playing a little bit more aggressive. And our kids, even though they were beaten by a lot of points, they scored two touchdowns. They moved the ball. And the one thing that I noticed, they look like, I know this is hard to believe, they look like they were enjoying themselves out in the field. And that's something that tells me that I think they're going to have a good night against Central Mountain if they keep that energy level up. And I was at practice, and practice has been pretty energetic too. So I'm expecting a good team effort.
How do you feel right now about Shikellamy's depth? I mean, it's halfway through the season. I think they have a few more numbers than last year, but how do you feel about the depth?
Well, good news. Nine kids that had left the team have come back.
Okay.
And that pushed their numbers up over 40. And they can now play JV games, and they played JV game on Monday night. So that depth has increased. And these are still kids that are young, but they're not going to lose a year because they walked away from the program. They're back, and I think that's a very good thing that the coaching staff has done. Let them back on the team, and kudos to those kids too. So the depth has really improved, Steve. It really has.
And then it brings up Central Mountain. I mean, what do you really know about them other than the fact that they're licking their wounds?
Well, I've watched them play two teams, and they really have trouble running the ball. They have trouble passing the ball. They have trouble scoring.
Yeah.
But that was against some pretty good football teams, Shamokin being one, Williamsport being one. And it's just, like I said, I think they're probably looking forward to the Shikellamy game as much as Shikellamy is looking forward to the to the Central Mountain game. And it's a different atmosphere up there, too. It's a long trip for us, the Braves. But I saw an extra kick in everybody's effort this week at practice, and I think that's going to pay big dividends on Friday night.
Dave, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. All right, have a good day.
Yep, Shikellamy Central Mountain will be on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Shamokin and Sealands Grove on Eagle 107 and the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel in Loyal Sock Lewisburg on 100.9 The Valley. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.